In these days of dwindling brick-and-mortar retail, one company continues to thrive and build. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 5th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Oil is back in the news, times two. New research says that health insurance costs for Obamacare is actually falling in rural areas. We'll check on what happened on Wall Street and why, a child care story, and calling in sick when you're actually hungover. Also today, a throwback Thursday, and we'll feature a small business spotlight story about Chad Hitzman and his mobile knife sharpening business called EdgeTech. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Yeah, you can do that. We are at Business News. Easy, yeah? Well, consumers have been unkind to brick-and-mortar stores, and thousands have closed as shoppers turn to the internet. However, there is one retail chain that's defying the odds and opening up roughly 20 stores each week. Who? Dollar General. The chain today says it's on track to open 975 stores this year and 1,000 by the end of next year, or 20 stores a week. That's in addition to the more than 16,000 locations it already has, which is more than McDonald's in the U.S. and more than Walmart globally. As retail companies like Macy's, Gap, Sears, and Walgreens close up stores, Dollar General has only added more locations. So why is that? Well, it's a sign of trouble, and the company's rapid expansion is expected to continue as economic trends squeeze the middle class and economists warn of a looming recession. Dollar General is not only seeing growth in stores, the company is also expanding its fleet of carrier trucks from 80 to 200 and plans to bring FedEx drop-off and collections to more than half of its stores by the end of next year. And technology? Yeah, you bet. There's a Dollar General app which enables customers to scan their items and check out on their phone, reducing in-store wait time and minimizing the number of workers required. And in some stores, customers can also use the app to calculate the cost of their cart before they check out at the register. Let's talk oil for just a moment. OPEC and allies led by Russia today agreed to one of the deepest output cuts this decade, all in an attempt to prevent oversupply. The deal is to run for the first 3 months of next year. Existing supply curbs of 1.2 million barrels per day aimed at supporting oil prices and preventing excess supply are set to expire in March. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak said a panel of energy ministers, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, had recommended deepening the cuts by 500,000, and that would make a cut of 1.7 million barrels per day, or 1.7% of global supply. And yes, you can bet on it, all of this will have an impact on consumers. Speaking of oil, Saudi Arabia has just pulled off the biggest initial public offering in history, raising $25.6 billion by selling shares of its giant state-owned oil monopoly. According to sources familiar with the trade, Saudi Aramco sold 3 billion shares at $8.53 each in its IPO. That means the deal raised more than China's Alibaba in its 2014 public debut. Aramco declined to comment, by the way. The IPO values Aramco at roughly $1.7 trillion, making it the most valuable publicly traded company in the world, ahead of Apple, which is worth about $1.1 trillion. All this while setting a new record, the IPO still falls well short of Saudi Arabia's initial lofty expectations. The Saudi government initially discussed floating 5% of the company back in 2018 in a deal that would have raised as much as $100 billion. But that plan was shelved. But still, raising over $25 billion ain't too shabby. Well, let's talk about health care insurance costs, the Affordable Care Act, and rural America. A group of researchers led by David Anderson at Duke University released a new analysis that broke down the changes in affordability for Obamacare-compliant plans since Trump ended the cost-sharing reduction subsidies. Those are called CSRs. Now, if you recall, the worry was when Trump cut those payments that premiums would be raised exorbitantly and insurers would just decide to leave the market altogether. But what happened, as described in this paper, is quite different, at least for people who get tax credits to pay for their premiums, and especially for people who live in rural areas. Health insurance is actually more affordable for the subsidized consumer now than what it was before those CSR payments were cut. And in a reversal from prior years, rural plans have gotten cheaper than urban plans for those customers. But, and you knew there would be one, for people who don't receive the tax credit, the cutoff, by the way, is 400% of the federal poverty level. That's about $50,000 for an individual and $103,000 for a family of four. For those folks, things have gotten worse. They've seen premiums rise significantly, creating a yawning gap in affordability between those who get federal assistance and those who don't. It's all another stark reminder that middle-class people are among those really struggling with unaffordable health insurance. Well, stocks ended today's session little changed as investors looked at strong employment data while monitoring the latest news from the U.S.-China trade negotiations. The Dow closed 28 points higher at 27,677. The S&P 500 advanced a bit over a tenth to end the day at 3117. And the NASDAQ gained less than one-tenth of a percent, finishing the day at 8570. The major averages oscillated between slight gains and losses throughout the day as they struggled to find some sort of direction. Nike led the slight gains for the Dow, raising by 2.2% after a Goldman Sachs analyst upgraded the stock. Apple also rose more than 1%. Communication services and tech rose by 0.4 each to drive the S&P 500 marginally higher. U.S. weekly jobless claims dropped 203,000 last week. That's according to the Labor Department. That's below a Reuters estimate of 215,000. That report apparently quelled fears stemming from a disappointing private payrolls number that was released yesterday. It also comes a day before the government's monthly non-farm payrolls report. But the defining issue facing Wall Street is exactly the same issue the nation's been struggling with for over a year, the trade war with China. That, today at least, continues to put a wrench in the economy. Working parents in the United States are struggling to balance their careers with childcare. Everybody knows that, especially when it comes to parental leave. Men, interestingly enough, are just as likely as women to say they want time off for caregiving, but they're less likely to actually take leave, particularly if it's not paid. Affordable childcare and paid leave have long been pain points for families faced with higher expenses, and they have typically resorted to traditional roles, with the woman as caregiver and men taking little time off in order to focus on earning an income. And finally, there is this about calling in sick because you're hungover. What? Workers at Chipotle may think twice before calling in sick when they're hungover. The fast food company employs nurses to call its sick employees to ensure that they're truly ill versus being just hungover. And if the employee is sick, they'll get paid for the day off. The company introduced the policy in the United States following an internal investigation after a norovirus outbreak that sickened many customers, which was found to have been caused in part by employees working while sick. But the question is really a looming question, right? How do you tell in a phone call if somebody is really sick or just hungover? The company says, special training. Hey, coming up next, and this is a throwback Thursday Small Business Spotlight Report. I just love Chad Hitzman and his mobile knife sharpening business that comes to your home or your restaurant to make your blades sharp again. We're going to throw this back to last year and have you listen in once again. Chad Hitzman and EdgeTech. It's coming up next.